is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. A bill to increase the penalty for threatening or retaliating against a state lawmaker has initially passed the House. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Lawmakers in both parties said they and their families have faced threats and say the toxic political environment makes the measure necessary. Democratic sponsor Kyle Mulica recalls a time he was threatened over a bill he sponsored.
I was threatened with having my house burnt down with my children inside of it. That's not why I ran. I didn't run to put my family's life in jeopardy or to put their safety in jeopardy.
A similar measure did not have enough support from either party to even be introduced last session. The few opponents this year say new laws aren't necessary and that legislators need to have thicker skin when holding office. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Colorado Healing Fund is accepting donations for victims of the weekend shooting at a family party in Colorado Springs, which left 6 people dead plus the gunman. The fund launched in 2018 to provide a secure way for the public to support victims of mass casualty events. It was last activated for the King Soopers shooting victims in Boulder and continues to accept donations for those affected by the crime. Donations can be made at ColoradoHealingFund.org. Denver's at 58 degrees, Colorado Springs 52, Vail 55, Grand Junction 72. This is CPR and KRCC.